Sehr geehrter Herr Viboria, Kommissar Petras, sehr geehrter Herr Nadia Schäle, was ich schon erfahren habe. Sehr geehrter Herr Präsident, der Plan des Hashem ist, finish this pack, not today, but finish it. When we finish Packers Hay, then we'll start doing Chazara. I already gave in the Chazara sheets and the Chazara, and then we'll continue on from there. So, but for, we still have a little bit to go in the in this packet. Hey, oh, so nice. Look on with look on with something. Okay. So we're learning now the tshuva of the Emek Halacha, and I'm sure we should have in mind the Zecher Tishmas, Dr. Lamb. This is his Zayde, his grandfather. It was the Rav Boimel. It was a big, it was a goyim oil. Yeshua Boimel. And this is the new printing of the, of it. So, and so he discusses here al dashe losu beidin hatavla shel hachever b'shnayis dikulosof. You know all these plaques we have here. We have these plaques here. So basically, when shuls close, the way it works is shuls close. So if they agree to take the plaques, then they give donations to the people who get take their plaques. So that's why we have so many plaques out there. You take the plaques, then you give get a donation. And the plaques have the yurt site of different people. And on the yurt site, they turn on the light. So he's asking here, the question that Rav Boimel is dealing with is the electric, those electric things, so the plaques, is it proper to turn it on the yort site, and that would be the nair of the yort site? In other words, is this a fulfillment of the minhag? Is this a fulfillment of the minhag that you should light a nair on the yort site of a parent? So not everyone remembers, not everyone does it. So the shul, by the fact that they'll turn on that thing, is that a fulfillment of the minhag or not?
Goes down to electricity, fire.
Okay, that's part of the discussion. Right, exactly. But this is a tshuva from Rav Boimel on this topic. Is the ner chashmali inochel lahayir bo ner yomim inochel? Meaning, because you're going to use it to fulfill this minhag. So is this a fulfillment of the minhag? That's a fascinating question. So first, he discusses al dasha ilosu binyan atavla shachever b'shnayis tikloso. So al tavla charusim shemos achaverim haniftarim v'yom hamisa v'ner elektri b'tzidom l'hoyer v'yom hayortzait. Right? We all know, we've all seen that, right? V'yesh b'fach b'gilzeh ki lo nochu l'hoyer elektri l'yortzait. Right. In other words, so some people say, no, you need a real fire. And this is not a real fire. So
electricity is not a fire for Shabbos yet.
Right, that's the question. It's just so first he's discussing the minute to fast on the Yom Shemesh Ba'aviv. So he says there's a Gemara in Shavuos. It says, the whole concept of yortzeit is found in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah l'sanos yom shemeis be'aviv ha'imo. And I told you, my friend Rav Yaakov Lustig told me that Rav David Lifshitz told him that he shouldn't fast on his yortzeit. It's better that he should be able to learn better. That fasting might take away from his ability to learn. So he told him no, but still it's brought down. Mitzvotanos, you should base Bovin. Now, go to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shem Herald, and Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Gemara in Shavuos, Shlo Ochel Basar, Biyom Shem Base Bovin. The person says that he's not going to eat Basar, Biyom Shem Base Bovin. With a rush, Kiyom Shem Base Bovin, Rush Radarm. Of the orchid the milsa star be yomshim beis ba'aviv. Chuvas chinuch beis yehuda because of the tam nu mishum derei a mazle ba'osa yo. Because what's the minig based on? So the sefer chinuch beis yehuda says because obviously on that day, person had a bad mazle that his father passed away. So it's derei a mazle. So therefore, to protect from the bad mazle, that's why he fasts. So it's like a shtick of sakana. He's quite sad. So that's the Gemara in Shavuos. Ba'ochel basar kiyom shemes ba'aviv, etc. So he says that the Rabbeinu Hananel understands that Gemara in a totally different way. What's the different way? So he says, Yom Shem Beis Bo'aviv is not the yortzeit. But the Yom Shem Beis Bo'aviv Pshita does also lalach obasul v'shtos yain. The Behedya Tanya brachas yinzayin calls man Shem Beis Muto l'fon of also lalach obasul v'shtos yain. Ubevuar the Yom Shem Beis Bo'aviv to come out shas hayin b'zman Shem Beis Muto l'fon of b'shum aninus kas yalom. That he's taking a neder that he shouldn't eat meat like Yom Shemesh Ba'aviv. So it doesn't mean that there was a hagah not to eat meat Yom Shemesh Ba'aviv. It means like the year that he died, that he won't eat your meat today. He's taking a neder that he won't eat meat today like the day that Yom Shemesh Ba'aviv. But that didn't necessarily that there was a minhag not to eat meat on the subsequent years, just on the actual time when that he's an onin. An onin is misha meisa putul funaf. Vine close the linian minhag lasanas beim yortzev. Linian hadlokas near the shama. So where does that come? The hadlokas near the shama. And that's the big question. The hadlokas near the shama. Ain't a muska b'shulchan aruch. It's not brought in shulchan aruch. So he says, "Ulam amagan Avram simin reish samchalav heidi b'shem marshal shehidi lo mon la'akum be'erv Shabbos ben hashmashos lahadlik ner yartzeit." That he says, he quotes of the marshal that you can tell a goy at ben hashmashos. So he didn't light the yortzeit candle. His yortzeit's on Shabbos, and he didn't do it, and now it's shkiyah. Right? So he can tell a goy, the cave of the olam is harm is having the tzarf gadol, to hefset meruba. Because he can't tell a goy, he ain't telling the goy to do iser daraisa. So what's for what tzarch? So he says from the Magen Avraham says from the marshal. That since the Olam has a minhag to do so, so for him to mekayim that mitzvah, that minhag is to have some merubah that he's not doing this minhag. That's an unbelievable thing. So the Marshal says, he doesn't quote a reason, he just says that the Olam is nizhar. So that means if the olam is nizar b'zeh, so that means it's a big tzorach. Right? So therefore, he says you have a right, therefore, to tell a goy. It's considered, wow, in other words, that's a fascinating concept. In other words, to fulfill a minhag, a mir la'akum and a daraisa, that's considered a hefsid meruba. Fascinating. What? Another example that we find the what? Just for a minute. I don't know. Not that I know of. Here it is. That's fascinating, no?
Rabbi.
Because you would say, okay, big deal, big deal, big spiel.
Rabbi, the Hafsid Maruba here is an emotional one. It's not a monetary one.
Right.
That's to me, that's a chiddush, you know, that matters.
Yeah, in other words, emotional meaning, well, I don't know, usually emotional, you could just say that his lacking of doing this minhag is, to, you know, in memory of his father, wherever, that's a big hefsid.
So I mean, normally a hefsid is money, that you're going to lose right. money, right?
Right, here you're going to lose the asiyas haminhag. Wow, that's a fascinating. This is the Marshal saying this.
By not doing that minhag, he may be over on a neder.
Oh, so we're gonna see about that. But he's to say, right? Rav Katan is saying maybe he's gonna be over a neder because if you normally do it, if this year you didn't do it, then minhag mitam neder. And if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, then it's a Daraisa. So what's the Mocher, he says. So he says like this. Ulai ha-Mocher l'zeh b'shash k'subis. It's Tzavas Rebbe. Ne'er yehei doluk b'mkobi. He says, there should be a candle in my place. Rashi says, Mavor n'kai al ne'er Shabbos. So Rashi explains it's near Shabbos. He says, that he should light on the time of the Ptira. But he says, so he quotes from Rav Yaakov M. So then Rav Boimel saying that even if the Tzavaz Rebbe is on their Shabbos, even if it's on their Shabbos, he says, but now the minig is to light on the yort site. Mele ikim b'zeh mishum esei de kibar av, imenu madlik. Nira she'enu choshesh l'chvor avosah, shkol olam adlikim v'huenu choshesh l'chabdo. So he says that it's a begam and kibar av. So that's part of this, you know, so he's saying that can be also part of the tzorech. That the Yom Shor Shloma permits to light even on it's a fascinating thing. He says Beit HaShemashos. He doesn't say that if it's later than Beit HaShemashos, Amir Lachem is Mutter Beit HaShemashos. So,
Rebbe, and what if it's not the actual father? Let's say it's some famous Rebbe or Gadol that you light the Yahrzeit for. Like over here, he's saying that it's Kibud Av.
Kibud Av is Kibud Av.
Right, but what about everyone else?
Everyone else is not Kibud Av. So he says, Hadron, page 8 on the bottom, left bottom. Hadron, the Kamaisal Fiza, Indian Hadlok is there, Biom Shabbos, Biom Shemaisbo Aviv. Maybe it's only the Raisa. But the question is, Mechabdu Lachamoso, is that the Raisa? So he says that maybe it's only the Rabbanon. Because Malcolm of Kopani, Mishir, the Rabbanon, Iko, Bimeiru Choshesh, Lahadlik, Deha, Yartzeit. So he says that Mezal Lamotzi Besurash Bishum Malkum, page 9, Yachiv Kavod Lacham Mitzvah, the Rishon the Rabbanon. Ayin Bishas Sanhedrin. Okay. So he says it's a dedicated. So one of the tzarach is it's kibbutz, and then he's going to quote the Chasam Sofer now, what Rav Katan said. B'divrei Chasam Sofer, l'idyei cholv shachol ba'akum, gave the nagul sholulechol ikadror tisur neder min haTorah. He says avi the havi rakhiv the rabbanon, the rak mishu meisur aviv imo v'loh nagul od lahavi b'zayi yeshlom adachiv shol kolv lohavi rak mid rabbanon. In other words, if he never was knowing that, so then there's an Indian that you should start doing it because everyone else is doing it, and there would be a lack of kibbutz. But if you already started doing it already, and you were planning to do it, and you started doing it already, that's already a din neder. In other words, he says, and the Chasam Sofer says, and even if you want to say, L'chol Yisrael is mutter min hadin, like the other shitas, but if you kevin shalol, we come back and dogu avosenu shalol lachol. Over is over under the rice. Right, that's the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer happens to hold that it's awesome beaker. I did, but even if you want to say that we're nogu, therefore, that's why we're going to talk about women who have the minhag to make sure to go to shul on Rosh Hashanah to hear the shofar. So chora the potter, right? And Mrs. Heshes is a magraba, but shofar, the women don't want to miss shofar, right? That became like huge, right? Shofar is huge, but if you didn't hear it, you heard it, didn't you? But it could be. The question is, if you're a woman and you always did it, so maybe you have to make sure to do it. Unless you assume, like the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that it's baltosif. Right? Rashi sheet in Rosh Hashanah is that for a woman to become mitzvah, she has not grown, it's baltosif. So if it's a baltosif, then it can't be a nether. But and then he has the kashan and has some sofer from the Gemara, because the Gemara's mashmur it's only did the Rabbanan. So then he writes v'nachzor, page 9 of the bottom. V'nachzor l'nyonei in the bottom left. The misha nog v'hag l'gener ha'yorcha l'chovet nishmas avosov shuvah enu yochol lifsov v'shitas ha'chasam sofer isu Torah v'al bal yachol havi l'kuli alma. So this is the Torah. Now, the question is like this. Is the din of what the Chasam Sofer says, that if you're knowing something, you have to continue, who says that's by a mitzvah essay? Maybe that's only by a mitzvah los essay. The dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nogu bo iser. Right? So I'm machmir. Not to carry in the Erev, not to keep Shabbos late. These are Yisur. But we know for sure that the din of, and Neder is an Isser. You don't have a Neder to do something. The Dharam are all Yisur.
That probably has the sacred Tam Isser. Tam Isser.
Right. In other words, if I... To do what? What did I say? Which example did I give?
Not to carry in the Erev.
Yeah, so if I don't carry in the Erev, Medina, right. Right.
Yeah,
so if it's Medina, then it's not Mitam Neder. Yeah. But the question is the concept of Tam Neder applied to Hagat Tova to do something. Say Chveis. Every Shabbos morning, right, he says 10 Kapitel Tehillim. So is that, so therefore that's Mitam Neder now, that you have to do it? Or is it only, I don't eat this food. I don't carry, you know, because the cases of Binyan Mitam Neder is Dvar Masurim. Dvar Mutarim. Then you ask it, Yeta Rasha Ilhatya. So how do we know this applies to positive things? That if a person says, I always light the Yortzeit candle for my parent, so I have to make sure to light. Where does it say that? How do we know that Minig Mitam Neder maybe is only on Isurim, not on Mitzvahs? Not a positive thing. How do we know? What's the source? So Rav Boimel says,
Yaakov Avinu said that. I'm going to make.
What do you say, Rav Katan?
Yaakov Avinu said, if I go back home, B'Shalom, I'll make a neder to do tzedakah and give you 10%.
Yeah, but that's where you said it. That's what you said.
Oh.
Here we're talking about, you didn't say anything. It's on Hagatova. But he says, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down. Page 10. We'll have to see where the Shulchan Aruch that gets it from. The third line of page 10. Ulam. Bottom, top right. Third line. Ulam be'emes ha'dover mu'ur b'Shulchan Aruch. Daragil l'sanas b'Rosh Hashanah, sarach ha'tara. That if a person is ragil to fast the Rosh Hashanah, so and now one year he decides he doesn't want to, he has to have ha'taras nadar. So you see that there's a concept of anhaga tova even on a positive thing, not just on a negative thing. So, but what's the source? So the Rama says, the Shulchan Aruch says it. So, Rama.
Rabbi, what's positive about fasting? Fasting he's not doing.
No, because fasting is a positive key.
What? He's not eating.
No. When we talk about negative versus positive, we talk about an isser versus heter. Fasting is not an isser. It's an isser. You're not eating. I understand, but you're doing it not because of you want you're choshish that maybe this is aser. In other words, hanhaga tov means, I'm not sure this meat has a good hashkacha, so I'm choshish, a machmer. But here he's doing a positive thing. It happens to be that the positive thing is done by not doing something, but it's still a positive hanhaga of tainus.
I don't know. To me, it's hard for me to hear that.
No, but it's because he's not choshish for an issa. That's the point. It's not because it's not true that this thing there might be a chashash issur, so therefore I'm being machmer. There's no issur involved. You understand that? That's what you mean. Think about it. It's hadvarim amikim. You know? Well, maybe Rosh Hashanah is different because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So therefore, some people are big to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So he writes like this. What's the source? So he writes. So he says it's a Mishnah Shkol. But Daiti Amapel is in Masech Shkol and Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. It's a Mimim Ashkenim. In other words, we make sure. In other words, Machzis Hashekel, right? You have to give everyone. In other words, we'll take, if you don't give, we'll take collateral from you to make sure you give. You know, I'll come into your house and I'll steal your tie. And the Bezdin will take your property until you give the Machzis Hashem. But Mashkevin Levim Yisraelim, we forced it by taking a Mashko. Right? Avalo Noshim Vavodim Uktan. because Noshim Avadim Ktanim are not Chayiv Machzik Nashekel. That's the famous discussion that maybe they're not Chayiv in what? In Musaf. In Musaf. And maybe you're not Chayiv Musaf till age 20 because that's the question. But what does the Mishnah say? Chol kot shehiskel aviv l'shkol al yado shuv eino posik. If the father said, you know what, my son is 8 years old, but I decided I'm gonna give a machzis a shekel for him. Besides giving it for myself, I'm gonna give it for my 8 year old. So the Mishnah says, chol kot shehiskel aviv l'shkol al yado eino posik. So what do you see? Before present, came she iskel pam echad lasot amitzvah. After she had been potter l'shkol b'avor katan, shuvei no posik. Because so once he had this hanhaga tova, so that's the source, says Rav Boimel. Says Rav Boimel, that's the source that once you start a positive hanhaga tova, Avram. Like fasting is a positive hapakotov, even though you do it in a negative way, but it's a positive kiyum, like bringing a korban, so to speak. So once he started giving machzis a shekel for his son, he continues. So then he writes, "V'hayotzei lanu mizeh." See, Boimel is a simple Indian, but he brings together all of Shas for the simple Indian.
Rabbi, isn't it the same with a lulav? If you get your son as a lulav, you're supposed to get it for him every year.
So this is the same katza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same concept. "V'hayotzei lanu mizeh." Achiv lahadik near yartzei who get a mitzvah keep it aveim. If hiskel pam echad lahadik shuv havi chiyuv bidina lahadik b'chol pam biyom yartzei ve'enu posik. It's going to keep it aveim, but now it became a chiyuv. In other words, because mitam neder. And how do we know that neder applies even to positive things because of this mishnah in shkol? That's what Rav Boimel was going to say. Fascinating, you know? It's a positive thing also. For Omnum, in the Shalom, shall remember Likim Shadisha Kavodo. Now, the question is, how do you light the Yorsak yet? Can you do it with electric? The Indian at Lakh Shalan Shama Kanira, whom you have to Shabbos, Malach Habas Mutsin and Nudur Mikabe. Because the Pasuk says, Rashi says, Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. So the Ner represents the Neshama. Dim Yoshal Ner Nishmas Adam before Biyosu Bizar HaKadosh. Here. Pistol feeds that the Rakhmaner Shal Shemin. Because it's So he says that this pasuk there will keep Nishmas Adam is. So he quotes Rashi.
was a Zohar. Begin the Gufa, the Bardash, Iyu Psila. Psila, who the Nesham. Hashem, the Shemin is Gav Shal Adam. Gav Shal Adam. What does Gav Shal Adam mean? It's the inner internal part. The internal part. The Nesham. Medrash Rambam, that didn't show there no Misa. Vlad, Mama, who don't want to near, should call for Shalom's mind. This is if he's there, the Rath, the near shall shaman, each remnant of the Shabbat. Near Hashmali, listen to the Simon Oil, okay, Vada, the Miss and Mukhov, had the Gnay Yarsa, but near Pasha, the Lobanera Electric. So he says that the comparison to the neshama is only if there's a psila. A psila who is shama, a shaman who. I don't know. Is he saying the shaman? Maybe it's like what Rabbi Hess was saying. Maybe. Skavsha Adam. Is that the Gufa Adam there? But he said Hashemin who Gavsha Adam. He says Vlad Mach Dominic Nesha Kavish Lobus Bina. So he says only Nesha Shemin, the Rebbe's in the Shaman. So you need a Psila. Psila. Then he says, but the Beis Yitzchak says, Kol Vladim Nishams Bnei Electri. So he says that's different because that's you want to light up the house. So the Ner Shabbos is a separate thing. The Nir Shaba, the Yortzeit candle is not a din that you're lighting up the house. It's the minus of the Nishab. Well, it's not a din to the Nir Shaba is so we should trip, right? So that could be even electric. According to the Beis Yitzchak. He says the Ner Neshama is like we're creating a model Neshama, so to speak. That's the Psila. See them in the show.
Rebbe, without getting so Kabbalistic, I would say that the Yahrzeit candle is for the people who are alive to just remember. You know, you see a light and you remember them. You know?
Right. So according to you,
the electric would be fine.
Electric would be fine.
Yeah. It's just the showing that we're remembering them.
Yeah. He's saying that
Abram, I don't think that's a steer to what we're saying. In other words, the showing that we're remembering them, he's saying that an actual candle with a flame, with a wick, is modeling the neshama based on the pasuk, Nerash and Nishmas Adam. In other words, if you don't have an actual flame, and you with the wick and the wax and the way that a candle, the different parts of the candle, let's say, maybe represent the person, then you're not remembering that person in that way. It's not just you could have some other hacker. I don't know. It's not like it's dafka.
What does he say? The psila who had a shama, but shaman, how do you understand
this? I think the shaman is probably the goof. That's what it says in Svarim.
Yeah, goof, okay. Gav shalom. Goof. And so the shaman is the goof, and then, so what's the shama? The wick.
I mean, I think usually you have to look in the Sfarim by Hanukkah, doesn't it say usually the flame is the neshama, and it's the guf is the shaman, and the psila is what's keeping the neshama in the, you know, connected to the...
Yeah. So he says, his sheet is that you need, since the fire, this psila is the neshama. So he says, Yidavka need for a yortzeit candle, Yidavka should have I was wondering, once I was looking for a candle here in the neighborhood. And you go into a lot of these bodegas, they have candles. But I was stopping that maybe all those candles were made La Borazar. You go into any bodega, they have whole bunches of candles. I think they're probably all made La Borazar. That's why I have to buy Hamisha candles for your set. No, right?
Very much. Candles, like with saints.
Rabbi, that would apply even, let's say, for like on a 2-day yontif to have a long-lasting candle. Meaning, it's one shouldn't use those candles because it would be usher ba'ana, right?
Yeah. In other words, I hold not to use those candles.
No. In other words, even not for a divar mitzvah. I'm saying even just for the long-lasting candle that you use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't bring it into my house.
Right.
But I was looking for some candles, and sometimes they send, you know, if you buy groceries from the Hamish grocery stores, so some of the Hamish grocery stores have also yortzeit candles. But if you can't get it, I was looking to see if you can get a kifu maybe in the kosher section sometimes. But you go to every bodega, you have a lot of candles, but there could I'm very stopping that there could be that was made of Avodah Zarah. So he says, he says, the thing that's in the shul that you're asking, it's to light up the names of the Niftarim. So people should remember them. When they're learning Mishnayos, they should remember, oh, it's his yortzeit. So this is, he's saying the plaque has nothing to do with the yortzeit here. It was the fact that you some people say, might confuse it, that's the yortzeit candle. They said, no, the yortzeit candle has to be the neshama, it has to be with the shema of psilo. This is just that when the people have a chever Mishnayos every day, between mif and marv, they learn Mishnayos. So they want the people to think about the person whose yortzeit was that day. So that's why they turn on the light on this thing. Came to also the higher. Come here. Is it there not, Yadli? In other words, he says, plaque is just to be able to see the name. It's not a blue of a yortzeit candle. It's not, plaque is not the neshama. Because the flame and the whatever, like some said,
quick. Ika tavim zolayer, v'haskir achadeim v'ayom v'yom shmoso. Kein ein shum sofik ben tzarech shabu dami lohoi gam v'der hashmol. Frate im zedror denedek v'ob your sight. This is what they did on the yard site. Okay, and then he quotes the Gemara in Shab, "Der Hagav, Hinu Lahar B'Dibre Hashan Shabbos on the base." Elder of Tachum, there in that holdup, extinguish fire or light for the toilet. She should not be there. I don't care if I call she's a tana. I don't know if she is there. Shalom, she is there. She is. I don't know. So that's the point that he's making. He's making a point that the plaques have nothing to do with the Neir Nisham. Neir Nisham is dafka, an oil with a wick and a flame. That's the hashivas of the Neir Nisham. Your side is just to be able to see in the plaque that this is person's the Shabbos, so they're going to learn Mishnayis. You know, it used to be the Chevron Mishnayis. They don't have that anymore. You know, there was used to have a person that's on the stage for the Chevron Kehillim, Chevron Mishnayis, back to this, that. You know, they used to have a Shabbos learn, Shabbos learn, so I'll watch it. Mishnayis. After all, old school, that's what I do. Every shul has four people. That the Rav, that the Chaz, that the Shamas, and they have the second. So the four people. So the Rav was the, you know, gave the Joshua's, he was a bit of a the Shamas usually was from Europe, and sometimes he was a bigger Talmud Chacham. Some cases, not all cases. Some cases, he was, some cases. I mean, Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he came to America, the only thing he expected to be in life was a Shabbos and Shul. That's all he expected. Because he said, he's not going to be the Rav. He can't speak English. He can't deliver drushes in English. Who's going to hire him to be the Rav? So it'll be a Shabbos. The Shabbos was the Al-Khairate. And he would send out the yahrzeit candles, yahrzeit cards, the people who go to the yahrzeit. He would buy the lulav and esrogim for the people. You know, that was a maybe a matzah for the people. There's some shuls that still have, even though most of the shuls that you can sell is probably don't have a shabbos anymore. But some shuls that still have a concept of shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos was the Korvei. The door. Sometimes it's called provinces. Shabbos, the rabbi, and the chazan. They have a secretary. That's the shul. That's the bottom of the shul. Okay. Okay, so we basically finished. I think Dr. Glam would be very proud that we learned the tshuva from his grandfather.
Grandfather?
Halacha was the Rabbi Glam's grandfather, Yeshua Boyman. Yeah, he's in page 7. Very chashuv the tshuvas. I think it's kedai to go through a lot of the tshuvas. It's not like the tshuva sedeshin after every tshuva. But there's one tshuva to that earlier. Tell you about what's the halachic of a halachic status of a lie detector. That was the doctor. Okay, so we take a look. The next thing we're going to do with this packet, we have the Chemed. We have a couple of other things here. The next big thing, I mean, there's a couple of small things, but the next big thing is going to be Rabbi Shlomo Kluge. And that's about women that they were capable to do business as a man grub. So now they have to continue doing it? Because they're makri, they always shake lulav. But they're not chayim lulav. But it could be that once they do it, they have to do it. If you assume they get a mitzvah, they assume they don't get a mitzvah, then what is it? Nothing. It's public health. If you assume like Rashi Sheik is a place, but then, generation we're looking at the right shape. Like the chauffeur. But the body will put that up and get the eager key to die. That's a real key. Right? There's other things. God was what the guy was doing. Okay. If we can stay for Mitha, we have a Zoom. Everyone, so we'll take a 2 minute break. Get ready. Mitha. Great. Okay, Ramosa, it's good to see you all. Okay. How you doing, Avram?
Okay, Baruch Hashem. I'll be back in the Heights, Mitzvah Hashem.
I'm looking. I miss you. I miss you.
I miss you too, Rabbi.
Okay. Rabbi.
Jason, you're the best.
I'll call you later. I found three answers to the question.
Yeah, call me whenever you need. Call me, okay, Jason?
Okay, thank you.